It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance is stepping down at the end of this year. Eight candidates want to succeed him, and the race is heating up for the June primary. Deep-pocketed Wall Street donors are backing one candidate in particular, Tally Farahadian Weinstein, who, through January, had raised more than $2 million. WNYC's Gwen Hogan has been looking at campaign donations and joins us now to talk about them. Hi, Gwen.
Good morning.
Your reporting focused on the candidate who has raised the most money by far. What can you tell us about her?
So she's a Rhodes Scholar. She has an impressive resume. She went to Yale Law, clerked for U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor and Merrick Garland, and she worked in the Brooklyn DA's office. Now, she's also married to Boaz Weinstein, and he's the founder of a $3 billion hedge fund. And as I parsed through donations to her campaign, I found many, many large donations of tens of thousands of dollars from Weinstein's associates at his hedge fund, Saba Capital Management, from a neighbor in their Fifth Avenue building, and from many other hedge fund managers and big names in real estate and finance in New York. To name a few, David Einhorn of Greenlight Capital, Zachary Schreiber of Point State Capital and his wife, Jason Mudrick of Mudrick Capital Management. He told me he met Farahadian Weinstein through her husband, knew her to be an incredibly smart and good person, and was confident she would make an excellent district attorney. And 21 of these donors gave near the maximum donation allowed in this race, which is about $38,000 in the primary.
Okay, $38,000, that high. Aren't most donations much lower than that? And what about public matching funds?
Right. There is a cap in this race, but it's just very high. 12 times what you can give to a candidate for U.S. president. There are much more restrictive caps in place for New York City races and a robust public financing system. You can only give $5,100 to a mayoral candidate, for example. But the district attorney is technically a county office governed by state election laws, which are much more lax when it comes to campaign finance. And the public matching program doesn't apply. And that gives Farahadian Weinstein's wealthy donors a lot of sway in this race compared to others in the city. And that's what some say is a concern, especially because the Manhattan DA is supposed to some extent, investigate and prosecute financial crimes, which may or may not be harder to do when you know a lot of these people personally.
Seven other candidates in this race, Gwen. How do her donations stack up compared to other candidates?
So she has raised twice that of her nearest competitor. Her average donation is just shy of $1,000, which is higher than all but one other candidate in the race. And she has 75 donors who gave $10,000 or more. I compared that to the second biggest fundraiser, Alvin Bragg, who's another former federal prosecutor. He had just 15 donations on that level, and just two of them gave more than $30,000 compared to Farahadian Weinstein's 21. And in terms of overall donors, overall number of donors, she's in the middle of the pack. There are three other candidates who are ahead of her.
You did talk to her about these donations. I'm curious, what did she say?
Yeah, here's a bit of that conversation.
Every candidate goes to the people she knows to start building out support. And ultimately, I'm really proud that I have support both from people I know personally and from people who I don't know personally.
And she points to 2,000 of the donations she received that were in amounts of $2,000 or less. She says she's made a pledge not to take donations of more than $1 from criminal defense attorneys. They represent the people facing prosecution by the DA's office.
Now, as you mentioned, the Manhattan DA is in charge of enforcing laws governing the financial sector, catching white-collar criminals. Will she be able to approach those cases fairly given all the support she's received?
So she says she has a plan to prosecute white-collar crimes. She says the donations will not impact her ability to treat people the same, no matter what income bracket they come from. But folks I talked to raised some concerns about the closeness to the financial industry, both politically and personally. And just stepping back for a second, there's a lot at stake in this race. Choices about what crimes to prosecute and how far to go with criminal justice reforms. And there are other big issues hanging over this race, of course, like how the next DA would handle the investigation into Donald Trump and his businesses, which may fall on them. And another thing, this seat is not term limited, meaning the person who's elected could have the seat for years.
Yeah, we certainly saw that with Mr. Morgenthau over the years. Reporter Gwen Hogan is covering the Manhattan District Attorney race. For more on the 2021 election season, make sure you go to gothamist.com/election2021. Gwen, I know you're going to stay on top of this, and we look forward to speaking to you again between now and the June primary. Gwen Hogan of WNYC. Thank you, Gwen.
Thanks so much, Michael.